Her Majesty the Queen of England marks her Golden Jubilee today. The last British monarch to celebrate 50 years on the throne was Queen Victoria in 1887. Elizabeth II ranks high in public opinion polls, so you would think there would be plenty of festivities fit for a queen. But T.R. Reid of the Washington Post says that's not the case.
25 years ago, for the Queen's Silver Jubilee, this was a huge deal all over Britain. Thousands of street parties, they built hospitals, they built bridges, they built Jubilee walkways. And the problem is, this year, nobody's signing up to do the parties or build the bridge. They're afraid it's going to be a flop.
And why is that?
You know, I think the country has changed out from under the monarchy. This is a country where you can't inherit a seat in the parliament anymore. And you know about the national anthem here? You know what it says? God save the Queen.
Yes.
So you sing, send her victorious, happy and glorious. See, and at that point, they got a problem. They got to have something rhyme with glorious, and there aren't many choices. Uproarious, injurious. So they finally come up with what they sing today is long to reign over us. Now, yeah, I mean, first, glorious and reign over us is a terrible rhyme. But the second, this is a 21st century democratic country. People don't want to sing about somebody who reigns over them. They're her equal. And the polls all show that they like the monarchy kind of as a symbol. It draws American tourists to see the changing of the guard, but they want something a little more democratic than what they've got.
You mean Her Majesty has lost her popularity with her people?
Everybody loves this queen. But the next generation, you know, of her four kids have had all sorts of marital and business problems. And, yeah, I think there's a lot of trepidation when people think of Charles taking over and maybe bringing in his mistress, Camilla Parker Bowles, whom nobody likes.
Is the Prime Minister doing anything to put some life into this celebration?
The Prime Minister is fantastic at reading the people's will in this country. He says he's a monarchist. He supports the monarchy, but he's not doing much. Like, for example, they're going to build a Jubilee Bridge. This is a bridge across the Thames. You know, it's the least you can do for the 50th anniversary. But they're doing it on the cheap. You know what it is? They're gonna strap a walkway on the side of a railway bridge. That's the Jubilee Bridge. And they were first going to line this with images of her 50 years. Now they're going to sell ads there to offset the cost. So, no, I don't think the government is going overboard for this either.
Isn't there going to be some great gala or something?
Yeah, they're having a big party for all the crowned heads in Europe. And they may even invite some of Prince Philip's fellow Greek royalty. Prince Philip's relatives have never been invited to anything because three of his sisters married Germans who were close to Hitler, so that it was always embarrassing for them. But yeah, a lot of people are going to be invited, all the kings and queens you can think of. That's kind of a problem in Britain too, you know, because Norway, Holland, they have these queens who ride bikes down to the park and stuff. They don't ride around in huge Rolls Royces and horse-drawn carts like the people do here. So that will just play up the problem that people have. People like the Queen, but they don't like spending the money on it, and they don't like all the hullabaloo.
T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.